So everywhere I turn, someone's trying to steal my joy. That's the problem. So either it's family or someone says something or something that happens, or it's the bosses, or it's friends, or it's the children, something. It's always something stealing your joy, isn't it? And the thing is, we tell ourselves, I'm really striving. Even before coming here, I'm like, I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to do this before coming here. But obviously, it keeps happening. The attacks keep coming. The world will not make it easy for you, right? And then you can tell yourself, okay, not today. I'll try being joyful tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's tomorrow and then the day after that. But if I can't rejoice and be glad today, I will never rejoice and be glad, because tomorrow will never come. Tomorrow is never going to come. You will keep pushing and pushing, and the enemy and this world will never let you enjoy this joy that you have in the Lord. Amen. I want to just make this really clear. Happiness is different from joy. Happiness versus joy, completely different things. They're used interchangeably, but they mean completely different things. Happiness is subjective. It's conditional. I get a new dress, I'm happy. My child kisses and hugs me, I'm happy. But the minute she throws a tantrum, I'm unhappy. It's conditional. I get a raise, I'm happy. My boss gets upset with me, I'm unhappy. I get a raise, I'm happy. I take that back. I'm happy when I get a raise. So happiness is so conditional. It plays with your emotion. But joy, you see, joy, that comes from the Lord. That's something that is inside of you. No matter what storm is standing against you, the joy of the Lord will always be with you. The strength of the Lord will be with you. Now we have to remember this beautiful scripture from Psalm 68 verse 3. Let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. The righteous will be glad and they will rejoice before God. This joy, this rejoicing that you have, it is for the righteous. Who are righteous? Those who are washed and made right by the blood of Jesus. In this house of worship, you're made right by the blood of Jesus. You take, accept Him and you wear Christ. That joy is yours. It can be yours. It is yours. Make that a lifestyle today. Yeah? For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let not our joy be affected by the beauty of the worship, by the sound, the scale, the pitch. Let it not be affected by other people and things. Let it be set upon the rock that is Jesus. Let our joy come from Him. Things can go wrong here. It doesn't matter. It might have been amazing on May 4th. It may not be so amazing today. That doesn't change the joy we have. That doesn't change who we are in the Lord. That doesn't change who the Lord is in us. Amen. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even when I have a storm, I will rejoice, because I know that I have hope. That I have a reason to celebrate, to be joyful. I have a reason to stand and sing. His name is Jesus. Rise up in your seats. Come on, let's lift Him up. Let's get ready to worship, to praise, because the righteous can rejoice because we have Jesus. And the righteous will be glad and they will rejoice before God. Children of God, come on. Give Him a shout of praise. We are in the house of the Most High God. The verse there says, purify me from my sins and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. There is no it may be, can be, could be, should be. It is done, because He has done it for us. So lift your voice. We are not going to let anything get in the way of our worship, of our offering, thanksgiving. You know, last week some people came and told us it was a great show. This is not a show. This is not for your entertainment. This is for the Most High God. The only show here is a show of my love and gratitude, and the show to the world that my God is a living God. And I will rejoice. The show here is my love for the King Almighty, the true and living God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. That is the one that we put up a show for here. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your voice and rejoice. If you have everything, rejoice, because you have received from His glorious riches. If you have nothing, rejoice, because He came for you. He came for the brokenhearted. He came for the poor. He came for the sick. He came for the weak and the meek. Rejoice. Everyone has a reason to rejoice. His name is Jesus.